This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Officials say a pair of bombings at the election offices of a political party and an independent candidate in southwest Pakistan have killed at least 26 people and wounded more than a dozen others. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The twin attacks come a day before Pakistan's parliamentary elections. Local authorities said that the attacks happened in two districts in Balochistan province. The spokesperson for the provincial government confirmed the attacks and the casualties. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the attacks, which came a day before the country opens voting amid heightened security. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has arrived in Israel. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Blinken's briefing Israel's leaders on Hamas's response to a proposal for a ceasefire in Gaza and the release of scores of hostages as the war enters a fifth month, with both sides dug in and pursuing thus far elusive goals. The deadliest round of fighting in the history of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict has killed over 27,000 Palestinians, leveled entire neighborhoods, and driven the vast majority of Gaza's population from their homes. Israel remains deeply shaken by Hamas's October 7 attack that ignited the war and concerned about the fate of over 100 hostages still held in Gaza. Israel's vowed to press ahead until total victory, while Hamas is demanding an end to the war. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russia fires dozens of missiles and drones at Ukraine in a massive early morning attack that kills at least four and injures more than a dozen, officials in Kyiv say. And a vote to delay the presidential election in Senegal is not legitimate, the U.S. says, after the move plunged the country into crisis. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is hoping lawmakers will support the U.S. Senate's $118 billion bipartisan agreement on border security that would also provide aid to Israel and Ukraine. But a growing number of Republicans say they plan to withhold their support for the measure. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson has more.
Mike Johnson is the Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives.
The Senate's supplemental funding proposal that has immigration reform but not real border security reform, and so that's why it's a non-starter. They did not fulfill the requirements and the needs of the country.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the vote will move forward, putting Republicans on record for rejecting a compromise. The lead Democratic negotiator on the bill said Republicans are making an election year calculation to vote against a bipartisan agreement. A standalone Israel aid bill failed in the House Tuesday after House Democrats said it should be considered along with Ukraine aid and border security funding. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
The U.S. House of Representatives delivered a blow to Republican Speaker Mike Johnson when it voted Tuesday against impeaching Democratic President Joe Biden's top border official. Reuters' Ryan Chang has the details.
The yeas are 214 and the nays are 216. The resolution is not adopted.
Four Republicans bucked their leadership and joined Democrats in opposing the charges against Mayorkas. The near-unprecedented push to impeach a member of the president's cabinet over a policy dispute came to a head last week, as tensions have escalated over the U.S. border ahead of this year's elections. Republicans alleged Mayorkas intentionally encouraged illegal immigration with lax policies and violated public trust by making false statements to Congress. Mayorkas has denied any wrongdoing and has defended his tenure.
Some other world news headlines now. At least six people are killed and 31 injured when a rain-induced landslide hit a gold mining village in a mountainous region of the southern Philippines. No one wins the Republican Party primary in the U.S. state of Nevada, with candidate Nikki Haley defeated by, quote, none of these candidates, which was a choice on the ballot. With his father, King Charles III, undergoing treatment for cancer and his wife recovering from surgery, Britain's Prince William returns to royal frontline duty. For more stories, check us out online at voanews.com. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.